The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network. The San Jose Sharks Audio Network presents the Teal Report. Here's Dan Ruzanowski.
The Sharks look to keep the puck going in the proper direction as they face off against the Tampa Bay Lightning tonight at Amalie Arena in the first meeting of the season between the two clubs. San Jose's coming off a very exciting 2-1 overtime victory in Washington against the red-hot Capitals team that looked like they could outscore their problems. But in a defensive struggle, Macklin Celebrini drew a double minor penalty on Tom Wilson in the third period, and in overtime on the power play, William Eklund got the game winner.
Celebrini to the point, Granlund's got it. Back to Celebrini, moves it back to Granlund, holds onto it, feeds right circle to Eklund, takes it back. Granlund sets up Celebrini, moving in. Behind the back pass goes to Eklund. Granlund, Eklund, shot, score! William Eklund! Ending a long-term streak without a goal on the road. And Eklund wins it for the Sharks in overtime with a power play goal. Sharks 2, Capitals 1. Wow! What a finish!
Wow! Let's go, Sharks fans! Good little movement up top by Mikael Granlund and Macklin Celebrini, and then they just slide it right over to Willie Eklund, who is cocked and ready to shoot it. Puts it 5-hole to a sliding Logan Thompson. Great Sharks win. What a win.
Head coach Ryan Warshawski talked about Celebrini's competitiveness that was a key to drawing the penalty that led to the victory.
We knew that when we drafted him. When I first met him, I knew that I could just see it comes out of him. Ultra competitive kid. I think he bleeds off on the rest of the group in that way. And obviously, he's got some leadership capabilities that will come out. But the way he plays and the way he competes, I mean, arguably the call that Wilson takes on him is because he gets into the inside and he's not scared. He gets in there. He's competitive. He's trying to win a puck battle. And at the end of the day, that wins us a hockey game.
Being competitive was exactly what Ryan Warshawski set out to do with his team from the very moment the training camp started. The head coach of the Sharks was asked this morning where his team is more competitive now than they were at the start of the year.
I would say in the third periods. I think our third periods have probably been our most consistent throughout the year. And I'm seeing when we're in hockey games, 1-1, 2-2, 3-3, we're up 4-3, we're starting to stay on the attack. We're learning how to win more than we were early in the year. You know, we obviously had the first game of the year. We're up against St. Louis 4-1. We don't know how to win yet, and we sat back on our heels, and now we're getting on the attack on teams. And perfect example is, you know, Washington 1-1 going into the third, and I thought, you know, we outplayed them in the third period. I think we outchanced 9-1 because we got on the attack, and we wanted to go win the hockey game. So that's the next step to your point of being competitive. This is now going out to win the hockey game. And that's our mindset of just saying, all right, we're in the game. Let's try to live for a point, or let's not lose 3-1 or 2-1. Let's go win the hockey game. And that's where our group's at.
But the Sharks are wreaking havoc in the second periods too. You know, that's the long change period that's very, very tough to put pressure on teams when you're on the road. But somehow the Sharks are doing it. Timothy Liljegren talked about how he sees that happening.
I think just being, focused on not turning the puck over in the wrong spots and trying to catch them and, turn the puck up quick when they do get it out and, you know, can try and have them having long shifts instead of yourself and kind of make changes in the ozone to create pressure that way. I think it's a huge part. And, I think just being consistent with how we play and get the puck down deep so, you know, you can get your changes.
Part of it's the fourth line performance, too. Carl Grundstrom, Nico Sturm, and Ty Dellandrea did a really good job in Washington in changing the tempo of the game. Grundstrom says that it's an important part of what they do.
Obviously it's tough, especially in the second period. It's important to have good change and hold on to the puck. I think we've been doing a pretty good job of that, and that makes makes them tired when you don't give away the puck and don't let them change. So yeah.
All in all, Nico Sturm is very comfortable with his line mates, and he says that that's another important factor.
It's nice to get a little bit of consistency in terms of line mates. I think it's something that I can speak for myself. I struggle with the last 2.5 years here is to get consistent line mates, and it's tough to build chemistry with anybody if you're on a new line every practice, every game. So I think Grundy and Deller, we all three of us know all our roles. At the same time, I think we also three guys that can make plays if they're there. You know, we're not just going to have to dump the puck in every single time. But all three of us are really good skaters. I think that's our first and foremost, our biggest quality. And so we want to take advantage of that. And part of that entails, slashing hard, getting in behind their D, making their D turn and go back for pucks. And everything that happens after that, that's what we're trying to feed off. But that has to be the basis of our game, I would say.
It's going to be a little bit odd for everybody listening to the game today to not hear Steven Stamkos' name in a game between the Sharks and the Lightning. Stamkos, after all of those years in the uniform of this team, has moved on to the Nashville Predators. Nico Sturm says it will be a little bit different not to see him on the ice.
Yeah, it's obviously he's been a kind of a mainstay in this organization for such a long time. Definitely always somebody that, you know, you think of Tampa going on the power play, you kind of see him in that spot that Ovechkin is in, kind of that's kind of still what I have in the back of my mind with him. It's definitely, I think if you talk to their organization and their players, it's tough to replace somebody of that magnitude who's been there for such a long time.
The Sharks won't see Nikita Kucherov either as he's out with an injury, but they will see Brandon Hagel, who's got 10 goals and 19 assists, Anthony Cirelli, Jake Guentzel, all with 10-plus goals, and let's not forget about Braden Point, who has 16 goals and 5 assists, leading the team in goals, and with 3 game winners, he's always a factor at every critical point in the game. Timothy Liljegren says that facing Point is a big challenge and one that he puts his arms around every time he sees him.
Well, I think he's one of the best skaters in the league, not just going forward, but he's good cutbacks. Makes it hard on guys to kind of stay with him. He's good at creating that kind of separation between him and the D, and with a lot of other guys that's, skate well, you just gotta try and be as close to him as possible and stop him early so he doesn't have enough time to kind of get the puck up ice with a lot of speed.
A slight change to the Sharks defense tonight. Henry Thrun will sit it out. Mark-Edouard Vlasic is getting closer, but he's not quite ready to go yet. And so the Sharks' third defensive pair will consist of Jack Thompson back in the lineup alongside double Stanley Cup winner and former Lightning D, Jan Ruda. Coach Warsawski understands the challenge that Thompson has tonight and what he expects.
It's unfortunate he's got to play his offside as a young defenseman. It's extremely difficult, but I think the breakout reads, line rush against reads, defending with good detail is the three things that we've really talked to him the most about. Obviously, with the practice time, we don't have a lot of it, but he works extremely hard when there's time to be on the ice, whether that's an optional skate or after skates like today. So, get him in there.
All in all, the Sharks head coach says San Jose's got to be ready for Tampa Bay, regardless of whatever injuries might be keeping top players out of the lineup.
Well, tonight this is obviously a really good hockey team that we're not going to catch these guys off guard. The veteran guys that they have, the winning that's been done here, you can go up and down the roster, you can go through the coaching staff. They're obviously a well-prepared, structured hockey team that works extremely hard, and we're not going to catch them by surprise has kind of been the message. So we have to obviously have a good start and go from there and take care of pucks. Obviously a high offensive team that can make you really pay with turnovers, so we got to take care of the puck tonight.
On the other side of the ice, Tampa Bay lost their last game to Toronto 5-3, and they're 2-3 in their last 5 games. Lightning coach John Cooper wants to see more from his team before they head out on the road after this contest.
You can't sit here and take for granted that, oh my God, we're at home, we're going to win all these games. But it's how we're playing. And I didn't think we played all that bad against the Leafs. It just, when you're down 4-0 and you're staring at a big mountain to climb, and we pulled ourselves back in, but bottom line is we were down 4-0. So We can't let that happen. In the Wash game, there's points on the table to be had. We come away with none. So it's we got to start changing that. And we've had this little break now for a few days. And the last time when this happened, it was boded fairly well for us. So hopefully that'll happen again.
Join Jason Demers and me for all of the exciting action. The Sharks and the Lightning starting at 3:30 Pacific time. I'm Dan Rusinowski. That's the Teal Report today.
For the complete Teal Report and more great Sharks content, go to sjsharks.com/listen.